Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you on this beautiful Friday morning, and I have with me Amy New. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Everybody knows Amy, but I'll remind you, she is our president and CEO of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. Right?
Yes, that's it.
Did I get that in the right order? Yep. Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce? And it don't matter the order, but people are just...
Yes. No, it is
How many
good.
Complaints you get on the order?
Not too much now.
Not as many as you used to.
Not too much now.
Yeah. It's all Cookeville, Putnam County, Baxter, all good, Monterey.
Yes, actually, it's pretty much the entire Upper Cumberland, really, when we really look at what we do.
Mm-hmm. We reach out to everybody. We help everybody in the Upper Cumberland. So, thank you for being here. Long overdue. Last time you were here, I think you were still in a rental house.
Yes.
So, you're back in your house?
Yes, back in our house.
That's good news.
Back in our house.
Oh, you love your home.
Yes. Happy to be back. Had so many great people in the community help us out through all of that situation.
Just a reminder, they had an upstairs fire.
Yes,
right?
Upstairs. Our second floor caught on fire. So,
that was crazy how that happened.
Wild times. Yeah. But yes, it really makes you appreciate everything that you have and your health, and also the people who come to help.
Nobody was in the house except for the dog, Brody.
But you got him out. One of our contractors was outside and got him out. Yep. So
just damage.
And since then, we've added another dog. What were we thinking?
Yes. What kind of dog is
he's
that?
He's a cockapoo. Yeah. Ollie. Yes.
I love Cocker Spaniels and Poodles. So, I bet I love doggies. We could do a whole show on doggies, but we won't do that. So
next one.
Let's just remind everybody what the chamber does and what is inside of the chamber and all the services before we get into all the updates.
Yes. Okay. So our Chamber of Commerce is very uniquely set up. There's only two or three across the state of Tennessee that are set up the way that we are. We have our Chamber of Commerce membership area that does networking, education, small business advocacy, as far as local governments and at the state government level. And on top of that, not just awareness and visibility of that business. And it doesn't really necessarily have to be a business. It can also be a nonprofit or an individual person. And so we have that. And then we have an entire arm of economic development, workforce development, or economic development, community development is what that's called. But it's the Highlands Economic Partnership. And that is something that we do in partnership with not only just Putnam County, but it's White, Overton, and Jackson counties. And so the importance of this is for the state of Tennessee or anyone that's either filling out an RFI or for applying for a grant, when we show a collective response to this or a collective effort to recruit a company or help an existing industry here, we have four counties working together to make sure that they are prosperous.
Right.
And so it's an incredible partnership. We're excited about moving forward. We have, you know, some turnover with our elections. We're not exactly sure how that's going to work out just yet.
Right.
So we are doing a lot of economic development training right now for our elected officials, both those in like a county mayor seat or a city council seat or county commission. So that is some of the things that are happening there. And we also have an entire arm, the Upper Cumberland, for economic development. Tourism is a huge economic development driver. And so, as you know, because you are the vice chairman of the tourism arm, which we call our Visitors Bureau.
Right. Yeah.
That is economic development.
Yeah. And so how many chambers, percentage-wise, do economic development as well? Do you know?
I would probably say a little under half of the chambers also do economic development, but not all of them do tourism development.
Because most of them either have their own or don't really do anything.
Yeah,
at
and
all.
It really just depends on the size. So obviously our rural chambers really only have like one person staffs, or they just got approved for a part-time person or a volunteer person. So we're lucky to have the buy-in because obviously we're funded by commercials, all of our commercial manufacturing industry, realtors, healthcare, and then also governments. So
yesterday was September 1. That was the first day for newly elected officials to start. We've not been able to probably get with everybody to educate and inform, but we have plans on that,
and we can
talk about that later. So you and I are going to be busy for the next few months.
Very busy. it's a great opportunity.
It is.
To educate.
It is. It's a great opportunity to inform and educate not only what the chamber does, but what we can do for them, even though like Overton, White, Jackson, they're not inside Putnam County lines, but it's been a partnership for a long time.
Yes.
And that's not going to stop.
Yeah. No, it's not going to stop.
That's great news. So we talked about part of what we do. Workforce has been a big topic for not only Putnam County, but a lot of counties in the Upper Cumberland. you know, 2 or 3 years before COVID, I should say, everybody in Upper Cumberland was wanting jobs, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I mean, let's get jobs here. We got people to work.
We got to recruit companies,
yeah.
things like that.
Now it's like we have a lot of jobs. We don't have enough people to fill the jobs.
That is 100% the issue.
And that's been one of your missions mm-hmm. to improve you and your staff, which your staff and workforce development since you've been here has been wonderful.
Yes,
I mean,
now we have a good staff.
Lillian Hartgrove was here before, and she led you into a solid foundation and from there, we've just built onto it.
Yeah, she was a trailblazer for Chambers of Commerce to be in the workforce development arena for sure. And she really set our organization up to be that leader in education and workforce development.
So what are we doing right now for workforce development?
So it has changed a lot because of COVID and the way that we do workforce development. And honestly, if you look at which we did just have our unemployment numbers came out last week, and we're hovering now close to 4%, whereas before we were at 2.7% like months ago. So we're starting to see where we have some people starting to come off that unemployment and back into the workforce. But we're trying to get them into the jobs and get them to stay there. The biggest thing right now is retention for our existing industries, making sure that people have the skills they need. Even if at an operating level on a line, some people don't know how to read weights and measurements or be able to do the math to actually get the job done.
Right.
And so we're actually working with the Upper Cumberland Development District and UCHRA on a current grant that we just received in the Upper Cumberland. It's called Empower UC, and it's a $25 million grant that the Development District got to really work on the benefits cliff, those who are living on government benefits, to get them off of government benefits and into our workforce. Because it's really hard to think, you know, as soon as they get that job, they pretty much lose any type of housing vouchers or childcare vouchers or things. And so they're just completely cut off. And there's always that sometimes they would rather stay on the benefits than to move into the workforce. So we want to help them get past that cliff part
right.
and into the workforce so they don't have any sure. troubles or barriers.
Yeah. And so we're the partnership you just mentioned with UCDD and UCHRA, I feel like it's only gotten stronger since you've been here.
Oh, and it's been strong.
It's been a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
And this grant is only bringing us, I guess, closer, but it's allowing us to work together
yes.
more.
Yes.
And it's $25 million. That's mm-hmm. Is that unheard of for a community to get that much money?
That is the largest grant that I can think of that has not gone toward like a wastewater or to a business. Like I've never heard of one. And I worked at the state, unless it was going to a company.
Sure, yeah. You've seen it all with grants.
So I was really surprised. You know, it was one of 7 grants that was given to the state. There were over 20 people or 20 organizations that applied. And so the Highlands Training Center or the Highlands Economic Partnership is part of this group that's making these things happen. Just a small group, honestly, or small part. But we are creating something called the Highlands Training Center that will actually launch November 1 as soon as the grant's approved. And we will be bringing those who are currently on benefits in to train them on so many things, whether it's how to read, like I said, the weights and measurements for Portobello so that they can work inside of Portobello or work with ATC or TTI Floor Care. Different organizations train them up, and it's an 8-week program, 4 weeks on learning more about themselves, what they're really good at, what their interests are in, and the next 4 weeks we'll pair them with a company that we feel they need to learn the skills to be able to do those jobs.
So we're not just grabbing people and saying, you're going to go work here. And
no.
Not, we're finding out their skill set, their personalities,
yes.
what's their passion,
yes.
What's their background, if they have anything. So is it a challenge? And you and I haven't talked about this, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But is it a challenge to get those folks there?
Well, so that was my biggest concern in the beginning. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be tough. How are we going to get these people to come in? And so that's one thing that the Development District and UCHRA has done is they've already identified these people and worked out. Not, I would say they worked out kind of that MOU.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that they will be coming in to get these different resources to be able to move them out of poverty.
Yeah, and it don't cost them anything.
No, it costs them nothing. And so what's interesting, a lot of people have wondered like what our goal is. And so right now there are 16,000 children living on benefits in the Upper Cumberland. And so we thought we're not going to be able to hit all 16,000 children and be able to help all them. But let's, with this grant, try to at least have 10% of that and see what we can do. Because the goal with this is that if it works out really well, the state of Tennessee is going to pick which programs are working well and duplicate it across the state. And so we've identified 1,600 individuals, children, and their families that will be going through this process. And they've agreed to also go through the process with us. So
that's great.
It's going to be really, really awesome.
Well, I know I'm on the board. I'm so proud of y'all.
Well, thank you.
And I say y'all. People's like, well, you're part of it. I'm proud of y'all. I didn't do the work. I didn't do anything to get this happening. We've been talking about it for months.
The board is so supportive, though. We could not do it without the board.
We are. And I don't want to discredit the board at all, but I feel like I show up, you educate us on what we're doing. We obviously support it, and we give y'all the support and everything else you need to go forward. And y'all have just taken this, and UCDD and UCHRA, I think it's amazing. This is why we're in. Mm-hmm. This is why we live, in my opinion, to make lives better for others that may not have had an opportunity. Yes. Now we all know there's people will call me. I had Luke Eldridge on a couple weeks ago, the new Vice Mayor of Cookeville, and his passions. People without homes. It's not homelessness anymore. It's people without a—I can't remember the proper term, but anyway, his passion is that, and he's trying to help that. Mm-hmm. Well, this goes hand in hand with this. You know, people that may not be, have had opportunity to work, they're going to have an opportunity. So, great information. We've got more after this break. I don't know if we're done with that because there's so much going on with this partnership. But I love it. But we got so many more updates coming back just in a moment on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I'm with Amy New. She is the CEO and president of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. And we'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Amy New. She is our CEO, president of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. Great information already. And one of the big things is workforce development. We've talked about Empower UC is a project that was funded by a grant, and UCDD and UCHRA with the chamber working together. You got into some details. We forgot some people that are really leading this charge. Your staff is developed to be just so fantastic.
Yes, they're amazing.
And there's two and more than two, but there's really two guys right now that's kind of leading that charge. Mm-hmm. Who are they and what are they doing?
Yeah, so Ryan Barnhart is currently our Director of Workforce Development for the Highlands Economic Partnership. He will actually be transitioning over to lead this effort for the Highlands Training Center as the Executive Director. And he is perfectly suited for this. He actually used to be the Director of Voc Rehab here in the Upper Cumberland. And so we hired him over to be at the chamber for the Highlands Economic Partnership, and then had this unique opportunity to create a training center for these people. And that's his background. And so I'm so excited because he's worked really hard on the certifications and the curriculum. And then Adam Poe is our new vice president of the Highlands Economic Partnership. And so he will be doing more of the economic development side and the investor relations side. Because again, we talked about that funding earlier. We have to make sure that those that are investing in us, they know what the impact that they're making is every day. Not necessarily what their return on investment is, because again, we're in community development. So what is that impact that their dollars are making on the community?
Yeah, both of them are working extremely hard. I don't feel like either one of them stop. But Ryan, really, you're right. It's perfect. He was doing this before. Mm-hmm. He came to us to help with workforce development, and now he gets to do both as he goes back to the training part. Mm-hmm. And again, we're here to help the community, and this is just one of the many ways the Chamber's doing that. And this is going to be so impactful. I'm excited. Did we mention the location of the?
So we have not mentioned the location just yet.
Okay.
We have not, but it will be on Spring Street. It will be on Spring Street, uniquely located between 40 and 70.
There
we go. All I can say for now.
So it's accessible.
Yes, it is very accessible.
And remember, it doesn't cost people to come to this. And
$0.
If you're on government benefits, so you're not working, then you're not losing work time.
No.
So you're coming and you're learning, yes. And then it gets you into a career.
Yes. And we're partnering with local churches and others to help set up childcare and other things like that so they can be there, which usually is the barrier. What do I do with my kids? How do I get there? We'll have transportation from UCHRA with Holly Montooth's group. I mean, it's like everything is falling into place, and it's almost one of those things where you're like, what is going to go wrong? Because everything's going so great. It's scary, but it's going to be great. And to couple with that, you're aware the board has approved for us to host one of the largest career fairs that the state has really ever seen. We're going to be partnering with a company called VFairs. It's called Career Fest on November 17th from 8 to 5 at the Town Center. But we're also going to have this very specific digital platform that will be marketed to over 200 zip codes across the U.S. in areas that have very, very high taxes, very high cost of living, and those that have industries or working in industries very much like the ones that we have here, and looking to help recruit them into these jobs. Because, again, we talked about it earlier, we have more jobs than we have people right now.
Part of what the Chamber's done for years is the economic development, and we would get a lot of RFIs, requests for information, from existing industries across this country and the world, really. Mm-hmm. Are we still getting those right now?
We are still getting those, but I will tell you that we're able to be much more selective because the wages are very similar to what we have right now.
Right.
And we don't necessarily want to bring in any companies right now that are paying the exact same thing that all of our local industries are, because we will cannibalize the market even more. And so if we are recruiting companies, we'll be looking for those salaries that are $60,000 and up, or $50,000 and up, that are in cybersecurity or data engineering, data analytics, advanced manufacturing, things like that, where we'll be able to use all of our TCAT certifications, community college, and Tennessee Tech University.
It truly is one big partnership in this community. And you mentioned the church is helping out, and then, of course, UCHRA is doing transportation. It takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a lot of communities like this in the state. You know more about it than I do, but I'm going to brag on ours. We don't get things done without this kind of volunteer
effort. No, it's all the partnerships.
Yeah. Well, I'm very thankful. Thank you, churches. Workforce is big. Anything else you want to add on workforce?
No, I mean, there's so much happening there, but I just want all of our local industries to know that we are here to help them. We are doing everything we can to make sure that they have the workforce that they need to be as successful as they can possibly be.
Okay. Well, and we mentioned the Highlands Economic Partnership with the other counties, and we're getting ready to do a phase five launch.
Yep. Yes, which is crazy that, and those, when I say phase five, our organization does fundraising on 5 years at a time, because obviously the program of work kind of changes every 5 years and the priorities change every 5 years. And so we will be collectively working with all four of the counties I talked about earlier, Putnam, White, Jackson, and Overton, to do a campaign to help fund all of the initiatives that our counties need to be working on. And most of that is workforce development.
Yeah. I mean, because they need it too.
Mm-hmm. Workforce development, leadership development, making sure that we retain all those local leaders in that community.
Adam's leading that charge too, right?
Adam is leading that charge too, yes, with YP Highlands and Highlands Leaders. And that has kicked off, and it's amazing too. So much leadership development.
So tell us about the Highlands Leaders.
Highlands Leaders is not only allowing, so it's individuals from whatever industry. You can be a realtor, or you could be a plant manager at Afina. They are doing a one-year program on how to be, it's really introspect, like it's looking at them and reflecting on who they are as a person and how they can best lead and support the staffs that they have, and making sure that they're how they can be the best leadership development. Sorry.
No.
All the tongue ties.
Yeah,
but yes.
Yeah.
No, it's really, really, really a great program. So we've only been through one day, but I was just fired up by the time we left.
How many people do you have in it?
There are a little under 40 people. The goal was to get 80.
Okay.
But I will say that I'm happy with the group that we have, especially in the first year, so that we can make sure that as intimate as possible, that we're you know, we're giving them everything that they need to out of the program.
Well, and before we leave today, I want to make sure we talk about Leadership Putnam, but I don't want to run out of time on this segment to talk about that. But I want to talk about the differences of Leadership Putnam and Highlands Leaders and YP and all that stuff, because it blows my mind.
You want to go through all of them.
We do. It blows my mind everything we're doing. We've already mentioned workforce development. We're working with other counties to try to bring employees there, improve workforce development there. But we're also in the area of improving people's self, I don't say worth, but their self-motivation, their skills, how to be better.
Yes.
And we do that.
Yes.
Through Highlands Leaders, through Leadership Putnam, through all the other programs. And so we're going to get to that next segment. Because I don't want to miss out on that. I just know I've not done either, and I want to.
Yeah, you have to do that.
But
you're also getting your master's right now.
I was about
now,
to say, I can't.
So you probably need to wait a little while.
I can't jump into it.
No.
So right quick before we end this, you went through the Lipscomb University's Leadership and Public Service Master's Program.
Yes.
You were one of the first ones, I guess?
I was the first Haslam scholar, but I was not in the first class.
Okay.
I think I was like third or fourth class.
Yeah, maybe. So you went through it with some of my coworkers. It's a year-long process.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You did it. Or you just had Sadie, right?
I started it 2 days after I gave birth to our last daughter.
Yeah. So and
not recommended.
And so last week you were on the panel for our first class, and it was so refreshing to hear your experience and the others' experience about this program, because you and I both think leadership is strong.
Yes,
it needs to be a strong part of what, especially people like you and I, what we do, and so. I'm in it. I don't know if I'm gonna get through it.
You're gonna be awesome, and it's gonna make you and your role as a county commissioner and also UT just better understand. Even though you already are like you've not been a rookie for a long time. You are like the leader when it comes to county technical assistance. So it's exciting that you're gonna have this opportunity to network across the state.
Thank you for that. It is exciting. We have more after this break with Amy New, CEO and President of the Coolville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce, when we come back in just a moment on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Amy New. She is our CEO and President of the Coolville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. I'm honored to serve on the board for you. I don't know. You say we're your boss. I feel like you're my boss. So I'm serving for you or serving with you. But no, I'm honored to do that, and I'm happy to have you on. I need to have you on more often. We've covered a lot. The chamber's involved with a lot, but we're in the networking business as well. We network and bring people together, and we do a lot of events. So I know we've got a lot of events you want to get to and let everybody know about.
Yes. So I want to make sure from the chamber side, because I talked about Career Fest earlier in November, which is going to be huge. But September is so full. We talked about all those elected officials that will be official. They were yesterday, I guess, September 1st. Mm-hmm. So with that comes a whole host of new introductions and education in the world of economic development and local community development. And so September 15th, we'll actually have a business before hours that will be the state of the county. And that will be led by all of our elected officials, like our mayor, Randy Porter, and our sheriff, our county clerk, our election commission office. So they will come in and talk about what their plans are for the next year and kind of what they're seeing. And I'm so excited about this. We plan on doing this at least twice a year forward. And so we'll have multiple state of the counties coming up. And then September 15th, that same day, it's going to be a busy day that day because, as you know, we have the launch of our Highlands Economic Partnership fundraising that night, and then a social media for small business seminar that we'll be doing in partnership with the Tennessee Small Business Development Center. Just so many partnerships making all of these things come about. But so we'll have that state of the county on the 15th, and then we will hear for the first time ever from our new Coolville Mayor, Lauren Wheaton, at a signature luncheon, and that will be the State of the City. So original on our names, right? But the 27th of September. And so we're very excited about having Lauren come on and talk about what her vision is moving forward and how she wants to best partner with the chamber members.
She's wonderful.
She's awesome.
Had her on a few weeks ago as well. And she talked about her plans, and I can't wait for her to unveil that to y'all as well on September 27th. So that's great. So this is something we want to continue to do,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I think that's good. I think
advocacy, that's the thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, all of our meetings are open to the public, but, you know, the public, sometimes they don't maybe want to make it to the courthouse or make it to City Hall for a meeting. This is a way for us to come to them, basically, mm-hmm. and meet somewhere else outside of a government building and just talk about what's going on in our community. So yes. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we have more fun stuff like fall golf tournament and the clay shoot. Those are all coming up, and we still have available teams that you can go to CobleChamber.com.
Yeah, the golf tournament.
And find those September 30th. Yeah. Yep, September 30th. And our clay shoot, if you're not into golfing, mm-hmm. we have these other people that like to shoot guns, you can go to our clay shoot in October. So October 21st.
You know, some golf tournaments combine the two. There is a tournament that I play in every year in for the Boys and Girls Club in Alzheimer's in Maryville.
Oh, that's neat.
And they have a M16 gun that's got a barrel on it to put a golf ball in. And instead of teeing off on a par five, you can shoot it. And if you shoot it right, it'll go 400 yards. And
wow,
you could be,
see, that's how I want to do all my drives on the golf course.
Now, sometimes it's unpredictable. It'll go right or left, but you get four, you got four members on your team. You get four shots at it. We've ended up 25 yards from the green on the par
awesome.
Five. And chipped one and got eagles. So I've combined the two. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out if the sheriff's office can give us
we can get one of those guns.
Yeah, to shoot golf balls. And White Plains may not be a good idea.
Yeah, no, there's too many houses around.
I just now realized that. Because that's where the tournament's at, right? Is White
yes,
Plains?
It is at White Plains this time. Yeah, we rotate so we can make sure we use all of our partner golf courses.
Yeah, and we do two a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
it's a good opportunity for our members and others to get together, have some fun, but support
fun.
A good cause. So
yes.
Come out and play in the golf tournament. It's a four-man team, and there's more information on our website,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep,
okay.
More information
Facebook.
On CobleChamber.com, Facebook, Instagram. I highly recommend everyone following us because not only do we give updates about our organization, we're also sharing information that's happening in the region.
That's what I was going to say. Our website is fantastic because we link our tourism in with
mm-hmm.
that as well.
Yep.
And we try to have every event going on
mm-hmm.
on our website.
Yes,
so people
it is.
Know.
It's a community calendar.
Yeah. I think that's great. So we were talking. Is that all the events? I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, there's plenty more, but those are the ones we want to talk about now.
Okay. I didn't want to jump ahead. We were talking about Highlands Leaders and Leadership Putnam. What is the difference between Highlands Leaders and Leadership Putnam? Leadership Putnam has been around a long time.
Yes,
right?
Since 1991, actually.
Yeah. And I think that's great. But we've had it every year besides maybe one.
1 year we did not have it.
Because COVID was
Actually,
hard too,
no,
wasn't it?
They had, there was some leadership changes. And so they had to wait and put it off a year. But so Leadership Putnam is obviously a group that can apply, and there are 8 program days, and you are scheduled to get as familiar as possible with each of those program days. So like yesterday was education, or I guess Wednesday was education day. And so they went to Jerry Whitson, they went to Prescott, they went to the go hear from Corby King, our school superintendent, our director of schools, and Tennessee Tech. And so they did these tours to get to know everything about Putnam County's education system. And then the next one will be on healthcare. And so they will tour all the different healthcare, all the resources available. So it's really getting to know Putnam County services the most.
Yeah, getting familiar.
Yeah.
And so you're informed so you can help others.
Yes. How can you be the best leader? Because you get to know.
So you can, yeah, exactly. But you mentioned Highlands Leaders is about leadership.
Yes, it's about leadership. Yeah. It's more internal development so that you can then lead others around you.
I love leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But this first weekend of the Masters got me thinking about how bad of a leader I actually am.
Oh, I do not believe that.
It opened your mind like, oh my gosh, I need to learn so much more about leadership. I didn't think I was great, but I thought, you know, I'm okay. All these principles and theories and practices.
The first one's kind of
plan.
A doozy, not going to lie.
Oh,
you don't want to hear about, I hope none of your professors are going to be listening today, but
the theories
on leadership development,
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, but also it really does teach you to not be so internal or about your leadership. It's all about the people around you.
That's the best way to say
mm-hmm.
it. That's perfect. So, the Tourism and Visitor Shop. So Tourism and Visitor Shop, and I combine the two because we have tourism information at the Visitor Shop. We talked about last time. It was just opening last time you were
mm-hmm.
here, I believe.
Yep.
It has done wonderful.
It has.
It's so far
exceeded the expectations. Shan Stow is our Director of Tourism, and she's done an incredible job. Not only just leading the visitor shop in general, because you can go, you can buy stuff that's like Tennessee related, Tennessee Tech related, Cookeville related, Monterey, Baxter, Allgood. We have all of the different swag in there. But there's also a host of information, like we talked about, things to do around not just Putnam County. It's around the Upper Cumberland, because we know we're the hub of the Upper Cumberland. And for tourism, those visitors do not see county lines.
Right.
They don't see city lines. And so we market everyone at the end of the day. But I will tell you what's interesting is the number of events that we're having here. I mean, you've heard Shan and the crew talk about it. I mean, everything from CrossFit Mayhem moving one of their events from California here in December that will have 300 athletes staying in our community for 4 and 5 days.
That's crazy.
To a national pageant that's going to be right here. Because why? They cannot have it in Nashville, Knoxville, or some of the big cities because of how expensive a hotel room is there.
Right.
And we're at a good cost point for them to have that, and we have the facilities to support it.
One thing people may not realize about the Chamber and the Tourism Visitors Bureau, I should say, we work directly with our hospitality partners.
Yes.
And so we talk to them and say, listen, the way we can get events like the pageant and CrossFit is if you don't charge $400 a night to stay in a hotel room, or you charge more like $100 a night. And I think hotels now realize the more people they have stay, the more money they're going to make.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
they're charging $400. I'm not going to pay $400
to
stay.
No.
I'm going to pay $400 to stay anywhere, actually. I don't think. But anyway, we work hard with that partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just one of the great things we do. So Shan's doing great. The staff's doing great. The leadership there with y'all working together has progressed that forward.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I'm excited to be on the committee, the Visitors Bureau committee. We talked about chamber events, but we didn't talk about being a chamber member.
Yes.
Tell people, what's the benefits of being a chamber member?
Oh, gosh, there are so many benefits. But one, it's visibility to the community. Visibility from our website, the number of people coming into the chamber every single day for relocation packets or information about what to do in the community is astonishing. That's why I always talk about April Maynard at our front desk. She is our director of first impressions is what I call her. That is her title. But she 100%, she knows, I don't know what she doesn't know. Like she knows everything about this community, and she is just the perfect person to see when you walk in. But visibility in the fact that you are listed on the website, you're listed in so many areas, but also the networking that comes with that, education. When I talked about advocacy earlier at the local government and state government level, we have a legislative agenda every year that we compile with our membership. Ribbon cuttings to celebrate everything. And why do we celebrate everything? Because it gets us more marketing and promotion. Yep. The Herald Citizen, the Business Journal, Stonecom, everyone is there to support these celebrations of these businesses. And so we do that for our chamber members.
I get the ribbon cutting notifications because I'm on the board, and I get them every day.
We have a record number of ribbon cuttings this year. Record number of new members without having a membership drive.
There's several reasons for that. One, we're having new businesses open.
Lots
of
new.
A lot of it's your staff reaching out to these and saying, hey, this is what the chamber can do for you. And they join, and we have a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
So speaks volumes of what your staff's doing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, they're awesome. Carlin and Natalie on the membership side, they're rocking it.
Yep, they're great. Amy, thank you for being here. It's always easy to talk to you about this stuff. So, and it's good stuff. It's good information, folks. If you got questions, go to our website. Call in. April is, she is amazing at first impression, second impression. Alba, she's wonderful. You walk in the door, call her. She will tell you everything that's going on. Y'all do great. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Appreciate everything you do. Everybody, hope you have a great weekend. Thank you, my producer, Jake. Go Vols. And so,
and go Tennessee Tech.
And go Tennessee Tech. Kansas
first
is tonight.
First game, Kansas.
Yeah.
Yes. Kansas.
At Kansas.
And the next week we'll be home, 6 o'clock game against A&M Commerce. And so,
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. I told Mayor Porter, he sent out an email to the commissioners and said, here's the games, the home games for, and I said, you put Texas A&M, but you didn't put the Commerce. He said, I know, I want people to show up. So,
oh, that's fine.
Yeah. It's Texas A&M Commerce, but go support Tech.
Yes,
they're going to have a good
absolutely.
Team. Thank you so much. Everybody, wear a smile. Do not wear a frown. It's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. I promise you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.